Hello and welcome to this edition of the program. Our focus is on the girl child education in Turkana County. Girls in this county are thirsty for education and have big dreams.
I'd like to be a pilot.
I'd like to be a teacher.
I would like to be in charge of education in this county.
These are the voices of some of the lucky girls who have made it to school. In this county, only one out of every three girls of school-going age joins class one. It is easier for girls from other regions, such as central and western provinces, to qualify with 2 degrees than those from the Turkana County to complete primary school. Turkana education records show that in 2003, 1,500 girls enrolled for the free primary education, which had then just been introduced. At the end of 2010, only 500 of them completed class 8. This means only 1 out of 3 pupils completed class 8. This number was so low compared to the number of children from other counties such as Nairobi. The Turkana community is well known for its pastoralist culture. Herds of cattle and goats are used to measure how wealthy an owner is. The community therefore values livestock more than education for girls.
According to our culture, boys should be the ones to go to school, but us girls are asked to go and graze goats or do household chores.
Child labor is also a challenge, as Stephen Aruoto, a teacher at Longech Primary School, points out.
Sometimes when both parents die, a girl is forced to work in order to feed the family.
How does poverty affect schooling for girls in Turkana County?
You may find a family that is too poor where a girl can't even afford bathing soap. If such a girl meets a man who gives her 250 shillings, she's likely to be taken advantage of by the man. She may even get pregnant in the process and drop out of school.
Sheila Consolat, who is in class 6, says some girls miss school when they have their monthly periods.
If I was in a position to, I would ask the government to provide schools with sanitary towels so that the girls are given instead of missing schools when they have periods.
The pastoralist lifestyle doesn't favor learning in Turkana. The community that keeps on shifting in search of pastures for their livestock may not maintain children in day schools.
Another problem is that some girls are not in boarding schools, and this denies them the opportunity to study at home because household chores demand their attention. It would help to construct dormitories so that they can study and sleep there.
Early marriage for girls is a traditional practice that has been observed in the community for a long period. Patricia Ekadeli, who schooled in this county, now works with the Ministry of Education.
I faced challenges when I was schooling. Like when I was in class 3, my grandmother wanted me to leave school and go back to lead a traditional lifestyle. I passed, I did a diploma in education in Kagumo Teachers. I came, started working, went for a degree in Kenyatta University. And here I am. I have a job, I'm looking after my family. It's a better lifestyle than leading a traditional lifestyle.
Patricia is now a role model to many girls in this county of Turkana. Teachers in the Turkana County work under very difficult conditions. Vincent Baraza is the deputy head teacher of Longech Primary School.
Some of the difficulties we experience here is shortage of teachers. The number of students has grown, but the teachers are few, making it difficult for students to get quality education.
Longech Primary School, with 400 pupils, has only 3 teachers who are all male. Little wonder that of the 20 girls who enrolled in class 1 at the beginning of the free primary education program in 2003, only 4 completed class 8 in 2010. The program was produced by Wycliffe Masinde Nangi.